That's Blade, Pig! Where are you, Pig? I want your eyes, Pig! I want them! You wanna go to hell? Huh? Huh, Pig? You wanna go to hell with me? Doesn't matter, does it? We are the hunters. We kill the weak, so the strong survive. You can't stop the new world. Your filthy society will never get rid of people like us. It's breeding them. We are the future.
No.
Your history.
You won't do it, Pig. You won't shoot. Murder is against the law. You have to take me in. If you can. Even I have rights. Don't I? Pig. Take me in. They'll say I'm insane. Won't they? The court is civilized, isn't it, Pig?
But I'm not. This is where the law stops, and I start.
I will.
Thank you.
Moonlight Graham.
You saw it.
Saw what?
You saw it. New York Giants, 1922. We played one game, never got to bat. You saw it.
What did I see, Ray?
Saw Chisholm, Minnesota. I mean, we were the only ones who saw it. Did you hear the voice, too? It's all right to admit it. It's what told me to find you. Did you hear it?
Go the distance.
Yes. Do you know what it means?
Yes.
What?
It means we're going to Minnesota to find Moonlight Graham.
We're going.
Can we get your dad's keys? We could steal them, but he lost them 2 days ago. If only we could go back in time to when he had them and steal them then. Well, why can't we? Because we don't got time. We could do it after the report. Ted, good thinking, dude. After the report, we'll time travel back to 2 days ago, steal your dad's keys, and leave them here. Where? I don't know. How about behind that sign? That way, when we get here now, they'll be waiting for us. See? Whoa, yeah! So, after the report, we can't forget to do this, otherwise it won't happen. But it did happen. Hey, it was me who stole my dad's keys.
Feel free, feet thin. I want a new job. Ladies and gentlemen, earlier tonight, Stone Cold Steve Austin arrived here at the beautiful new Kohl's Center, Madison, Wisconsin, uncharacteristically with a smile on his face, King.
Well, I can guarantee you one thing. He wasn't invited here by Mr. Vince McMahon.
The owner of the World Wrestling Federation, Mr. McMahon.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the beautiful Kohl's Center Arena here. Jim Ross and Jerry the King Lawler here at ringside. There's Mr. McMahon.
He's upset. He's been upset all week long. He got humiliated last week. It was horrible.
And McMahon taking more verbal abuse here tonight from the student body here at the University of Wisconsin. Why is Austin here? Is Austin even welcome here?
Against my volition, Stone Cold Steve Austin is here in this arena tonight.
Against Mr. McMahon's volition. That means, King, against his will,
I guess.
Not only do I hold Stone Cold Steve Austin responsible for every single reprehensible act he committed against me, I want all of you to know that I hold each and every one of you responsible as well.
Whoa!
My God, what's the matter with you people? I've lost all faith in humanity. Where the hell are your values?
That's right.
Where are your morals? Whatever happened to the Good Samaritan? Where were you in my hour of need? I'll tell you where you were. You were cheering for every act of humiliation Austin committed against me.
We're doing it again!
You savored every violation, every liberty that Austin took against me. But what you enjoyed the most was when Austin forced me to go to the ring. He made me get down on my knees. He made me beg. He made me cry. He made me urinate myself. And where were you? Where were any of you? No one came to my aid. Not you, Briscoe. Not you, Patterson. Or the commissioner. No one. My ankle has been re-injured. I've ruined a perfectly good Armani suit. I hurt all over.
What are they saying?
But most of all, my feelings have been hurt. They've been crushed. But despite the injury, the insult, Austin, after the injury, I will never, ever forgive you for. That wasn't a letter of introduction you jammed down into my coat pocket. Oh, no. That was a legal document, Austin, and you knew damn well then it was a legal document. And with this battery of attorneys that I have behind me, Austin, I will fight you. I will fight you in court if I can. Hell, I'll fight you all the way to the Supreme Court.
What the legal staff here for Mr. McMahon.
Austin, before you make your next move, you better take stock in what I say.
Well, speaking of stock, you ought to buy stock in Pampers Diapers. Sebastian has a problem pissing all over himself. You know what I mean?
Did you hear what Austin said? Well, I can guarantee you the fireworks we saw last week will be nothing compared to tonight.
Well, folks, there's obviously great speculation as to what Mr. McMahon means regarding the contents of the illegal document that Austin stuffed in McMahon's pocket here last week. But, King, I got a feeling with all these lawyers here, we're going to get some resolve to that right here tonight on Raw.
You heard that right. That's a legal battery. Expensive lawyers, mind you, from Mr. McMahon. What do you think is in that document? What kind of legal document is it?
I don't know, but it must be a blockbuster.
You think we look pretty good together? You think my shoes are made of leather? Substitute your lies for fact. I see right through your plastic mat. I look all white, but my dad was black. My fine looking shoes is really made out of sack. I was born with a plastic spoon in my mouth. Outside of my town, faced it on the east coast, faced it. Substitutes you for my mom. At least I'll get my washing done.
Clear! Ah!
Gotta be fucking kidding.
This Sunday, Royal Rumble. 30 men going for the gold. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. But you know something, Savage? You and I, it's a little bit something special, isn't it? There's more to it than meets the eye, isn't there? Well, in the past few weeks, I've done some horrible things to you and to yours. It's got to make you wonder, just what is this man going to do next? At the Rumble, this Sunday, you'll find out.
Some people do it for compassion.
Some people do it for the fashion.
Some people do it to be funny.
Some people do it for the money.
Some people do it for enslavement.
Some people do it on the pavement.
But
we're gonna do it anyhow, anyhow. We're gonna do it anyhow, anyhow. We're gonna do it no matter how the wind is blowing. We're gonna do it anyhow, anyhow. We're gonna do it anyhow, anyhow. We're gonna do it. We just gotta keep going.
Some people do it for each other.
Some people do it for the lover.
Some people do it for improvement.
Some people do it for the movement.
Some people do it for enjoyment.
Some people do it for employment.
Stern performing a song created especially for Jerry Seinfeld.
Well, here we go, Janice. A little special song for Jerry Seinfeld. This should really fuck his New Year's up. You gotta get a sense of humor.
Seinfeld's girl is 17, innocent with double D's. He saw those breasts and flipped his lid for a real young busty high school kid. Major Chubbs made Jerry weep. Can't he find girls his age to date? She's 17 and she's jailbait.
He takes her out in New York Town, the lovely girl and the TV clown. She barely shed her training bra. She kisses lips for candy bars.
Some nice guy you turned out to be.
Did she sit upon your knee? You really shouldn't rope for them.
At 17,
I ask you, Jerry.
He smelled just like a rose. His sign fell just like Piscopo. Seducing girls in a limousine. Why does fans think that he's so damn clean?
Fell for an old man from TV. Her pubic hair just grew in last week.
With fresh and firm and round butt cheeks at 17.
Come on, man.
Private parts all look some kind of stud.
Well, he should drown in a friggin' flood.
For fooling with a girl
at 17.
Does Jerry Seinfeld have a brain? When he sees her, does he make a stain? Can't he get an older girl? He's damn near old as Milton Berle.
You're making such a spectacle.
Thinking with your testicles, if you're gonna make some glue,
you should date some girls as old as you at 17.
Jack, see ya. At 17, you shame yourself.
I want you to know something, that all my life I've given it 110% and come 2 weeks WrestleMania, I'm fighting Adrian Adonis. And if he don't cut my hair, I'm going to cut his hair. The only thing he's going to need is a bell and a sheet, and he can go around ringing bells, because he's going to be the ugliest thing you ever did see. Oh! Because I'll tell you one thing, brother. One thing in this match here, I ain't going out a loser. There will be no retreat, and there will be no surrender in this match 2 weeks from now. I have another person whose career, I'm off to Hollywood is what I'm going to do. Make movies. The other fella in this has a problem also. He has got 2 weeks left. His name is the world's heavyweight champion, Hulk Hogan. Does look good on you, champ.
You know, I heard your rap out here, man. I heard you talking about Adrian Adonis, and I know Roddy Piper. You earned the name Roddy Piper, and there ain't no way that you would let any fat boy put a sleeper on you and make Roddy Piper lay down.
And I'll tell you something. Since I only got 2 weeks left, I'm going to say something from the bottom of my heart. They'd have to bury you 6 feet under the ground to get that belt off you, man. But wait a second. Wait, please. Please, this is probably the most important bit I ever done. There's all kinds of people out there saying that you don't stand a chance. They're saying this guy is 7'5", Andre the Giant is 500 pounds, Andre the Giant has never been defeated, Andre the Giant is gonna beat you, you don't stand a chance, you're the underdog, they're putting you down like nothing I have ever seen before me.
I know how big he is, man. The whole world knows how big he is. I'm not saying I'm bigger than him. We don't even know how strong he really is. I don't know if I can pick him up, man, but I'll try. That's the difference, I'll try. And you know, when I saw him out there with Bobby the Weasel Heenan, I knew he was different. We're fighting for different reasons, man. He's out there with the Weasel. He's changed, man. It's the money, the ego, the greed, everything the Weasel stands for. And I'm fighting for all those Hulkamaniacs, that whole generation of Hulksters. When he dug down on Piper's Pit and ripped my shirt and my crucifix off, he tore the heart and the souls out of all those little Hulksters. And I'll get you for that, Andre the Giant.
That's what's important.
game is going on here?
He tried to rob the payroll, Randolph. He attacked me in broad daylight.
I didn't do nothing, man. This guy bumped into me.
I did not. You knocked me down and tried to grab my briefcase.
Yeah, but it was an accident, man.
An accident? Really?
What's going to happen to this man?
We're going to book him. An assault, attempted robbery, and resisting arrest.
Well done, Winthorpe.
Hey, man, I'm innocent. This guy bumped into me. I was trying to give him his briefcase back to him. Shit, I can't be going to jail because some asswipe ain't watching where he's going.
Officer, I would like to press full charges. People like this are a menace to decent society.
You're from a broken home, of course.
If we was broke, so what?
You have a history of juvenile arrests, I presume. Drug abuse, reform schools, state prisons, and all that.
Yeah, I ain't talking to this guy. I want a lawyer. Is there a lawyer in the house?
That man is a product of a poor environment. There's absolutely nothing wrong with him. I can prove it.
Of course there's something wrong with him. He's a Negro. Probably been stealing since he could crawl.